Meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 36 on 2 August 2018 at 1530 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan Greenberg and Susan Kawaguchi. From ICANN.org is Alice Jensen, Jean-Baptiste Drolet, Lisa Pfeiffer, and Brenda Brewer. And today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking. And Jean-Baptiste, I'll turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Brenda. On today's agenda, we have listed the following topics. Discussion on the meeting notes of the face-to-face meeting you had in Brussels. Then scheduling the face-to-face meeting number 4. A quick discussion on the work plan that was shared with the email in preparation of this meeting. Review the plenary call 36 agenda for next Monday, and then any other business. Is there any other topic that you would like us to add on today's agenda?
It's Alan. I guess it may fit somewhere else also, but we should talk just a little bit about contingency plans based on how many submissions I've seen to date.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
Susan,
you have issues.
Yeah, just so Susan said dial out is not working. Do we have Susan on voice or not?
And Lisa, in the meantime, you had your hand raised.
Ah, I see.
Sorry, I'm late.
That sounded like Catherine.
Yeah, yep. Susan.
Susan, oh.
Welcome, Susan.
You did sound like Catherine. All right.
I had my time zone confused, so thank you, Lisa, for the thing.
All right. I had just suggested on any other business that we may want to think about contingency plans or how we light fires under people or whatever, since there's not a lot of slack in our schedule. But let us begin.
Thank you, Ellen. So starting with the face-to-face meeting, number 3 meeting notes. So here we have a list of different things that we'd like to discuss with you. So you have seen that Lisa has shared an excerpt concerning section 1 and 2 of the review report, including all the face-to-face agreements. So there was an action item for you, Alan, to develop the first draft of the executive summary for Susan to review and revise as needed. We just wanted to just to make sure that this was still on.
Let me address that now. I did a not quite first draft, because I'm having a little difficulty of knowing what to include and what not to include, and I did send a copy to Susan asking her for quick input, not a real editing of it, but just a confirmation or whatever of whether we should include details of what each subgroup is doing. And Susan, I haven't seen anything back from you. Is there a chance I can get something, or maybe we can talk about it on this meeting?
Yeah, I did see your email, but I've been in day-long meetings all this week, so I haven't done review team work yet, but let me pull it up and maybe we can get past that here.
Yeah, the real question is whether we just summarize what the groups did, what our methodology was, or whether there be a paragraph on each subgroup summarizing its deliberations and its output. That will add a good page and a half at the very least, since we have 9 subgroups, or 13, I believe. So it's really just where do you think we should go with this or not? But let's go on with the agenda right now, and then we'll go back to that on this call at the end if we have time.
Okay. So the next thing as well, we had shared the meeting report. So first, did you have a chance to review it so that we can know whether this is approved, and we can post that on the wiki?
I have not, as Susan, I have done very little review team work other than the, I did start on the executive summary, but I do have much of today and tomorrow allocated for this, so I will get to the meeting report today.
Okay. Thank you very much. And so in terms of deadlines for now, you flagged via email just before this call, Alan, reporters and pen holders have all received their report sections that contain and reflect Brussels Agreement and action items. Thank you for your help on that, Lisa. And so for this Friday, they have a deadline to complete, circulate the action items. And reporters will address the items listed in the recommendations and reports gap assessment tools. And on the plenary call next week, the review team will review the recommendations. So I guess here maybe you want to address your contingency plan, Alan.
Yeah, just first on that second, when I try to paste that second bullet into the email I just sent it, I realized I think there's an and missing or a something missing at the end. It's recommendations / reports and gap assessment tools, I presume. I'm just trying to make sure I'm parsing it correctly. It's not a big issue.
Yes, that's and.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I know we said it on Friday because we wanted to give people time before the meeting to read things, but I suspect many of us are going to be in the same position that Susan and I were, that it's been awful hard to find any time this week to actually do the work. Now, I'm lucky I don't have too many meetings today or tomorrow, and I will do my best to carve out some time for it, but I'm really worried that some, if not a majority of people, do not make that deadline. So I don't know what our contingency is. We have very little slack in the schedule.
Lisa, you have your hand raised?
Yeah. I had planned to reach out individually to each of the pen holders today, just checking in, seeing where people are. And I think you're right, Alan, obviously. You know, the week after a meeting and a busy week at that, it's hard to get people's attention. But the only tools that we have available to us to try to put some pressure is really to do that, you know, constant outreach. So I just wanted to make you aware that at least that was going to happen.
Okay, thank you. I think all we can do is, I don't have a contingency plan. You know, we can't put Leisha in shackles, and nor would we want to, and yet I don't know how else we can push the schedule out past the end of August. So we are where we are. It's, you know, it's a good thing we ended up with an extra month, because clearly we didn't leave that meeting in a position to have a report dispatched. And to be honest, I don't think knowing that we had slack caused us to do it any slower. I think we accomplished about as much as we could have realistically hoped to accomplish, and our earlier schedule was somewhat over-optimistic. But let's push on and hope. You know, I'm willing at this point to put out bad stuff if necessary in some of the sections. You know, noting that I don't know, I'm not sure what we note, but you know, I think we have to go ahead with the schedule. I don't see a lot of alternatives to that. Susan,
please. Yes, I agree that this report has to go out. And if we just keep that, you know, statement up and don't give at all, then, and, you know, I haven't mine in yet, but it will be in tomorrow. And then, you know, we do what we can to get everybody motivated, and those that aren't motivated, then, I mean, there's not much we can do if they won't do their work on a timely, you know, schedule. So, but I don't think we delay anything. We don't change any deadlines, and we just go with it, and hopefully, you know, they'll come through.
Thank you, Susan. We have Lisa in the queue, but I have a question for you. what's our fallback for people who don't deliver? We can either distribute the state it's in now, or what, someone who it will take the time to do it, even if they're not the rapporteur or not on the team, can try to make whatever changes have to be made. And tough, you didn't deliver what you wanted, so someone else wrote something else.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So I would take anything new in privacy proxy if those aren't, you know, if they're not going to deliver on those. I don't,
sure.
You know, I think those are probably the two that are most likely not to deliver. Do you see a different or a issue with any of the others? I mean, Lily's going to deliver. Catherine's going to deliver what she can.
Yeah.
You know, that's a work in process.
Carlton doesn't have too much work to do, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Erica,
okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So we'll do our best to step in despite our schedules and try to make it not too embarrassing. And if we make decisions different from how the rapporteur would have done it, then they have no one to blame but themselves. Lisa.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alan. And actually, I was going to raise the point that you raised, so I'm glad that you raised it first. Susan, just in response to what are the other sections that may not deliver, consumer trust would be one.
Yeah, I'll step in and do that one if Erica doesn't deliver that one. That one's a really, really simple one, and Erica went off on a tangent, and I'm not quite sure why, but, you know, the bottom line is we know what the answer is on consumer trust, and we don't. It's a section we can fill in if necessary.
Yeah, and then the other one, although actually there is a draft recommendation, it doesn't require a lot of work, but seems to be stalled as common interface. And the one sort of overarching observation that I would make is that these are rapporteurs that are holding the pen. The work is the work of the subgroup, and now where we are, the work of the review team. So, you know, if another member of the review team wants to step up to the plate, that does seem to reflect where we are and what, you know, what we said is our methodology,
yeah,
not the work of just one person.
Yeah, unfortunately, by naming a rapporteur to a large extent, we identified the person who would do all of the work, perhaps with someone else proofreading it. That's not by design, but by net effect, with a few exceptions. All right, Lisa, is that a new hand or? All right, I think we know how we're going to go forward. How we'll actually do it if push comes to shove is a different issue, but let's proceed.
Thank you.
If I may, to be clear, when I say we'll step in, I don't mean today to meet tomorrow's deadline, but I mean further down in the process. This certainly was
exactly
what my intent was.
And that's me too. We need to give them a chance to come through.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And Alan, Susan, just a quick question. So I had a look at the current deadline that you have set in Brussels, and there was a question because the 22nd of August, which is just after normally the draft would be circulated the Friday before, there is no plenary call schedule, but is that right? Considering that they would have 1 week to review the draft, you had not in mind to have a plenary discussion.
I've lost track.
So I had a look at the different deadlines that you have for the following weeks.
Okay.
And I saw that, so you have plenary call scheduled for the 6th, the 13th, and then on the 17th, normally the draft report would be circulated to review team for a week.
Okay.
I just wanted to be sure that on the 22nd that there was no plenary call scheduled.
The 22nd is a Wednesday.
20th, sorry.
20th, sorry.
20th, yeah. No, I think we should schedule a call on the 20th. I don't I have no idea at this point whether we need it or not, but there are enough potential problems that I think we should schedule a call.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. So moving on quickly, we have updated this table with so all the different things that are pending, just reflecting the current status with the different submissions that were received. So this will be populated and updated as soon as there are updates and presented on the next plenary call. And we have added there the executive summary, just to keep in mind that this needs to be done. Moving on to the scheduling of the face-to-face meeting. So you have received an email from us indicating the availability for a potential face-to-face meeting. So all dates in November work except for November 21st to 25th, sorry, since this is the Thanksgiving holiday. And all dates in December except for December 23rd to January 1st work. But we just wanted to flag these three different dates in the table on the slide, as these could be events where some of the RBT members participate.
Why don't we send out a note to the review team asking whether anyone is planning to participate in any of those events? I think we already talked about the IGF at some meeting, and pretty much everyone said they will not be attending. IETF and Eastern European DNS Forum, I think, are even less likely for most of our people, unless Chris. Chris probably may be at IGF, but the other ones don't seem likely. But let's send out a note and ask anyone, does anyone believe these are things we have to rule out? I'm guessing Dmitry may well attend the DNS forum if it's in Moscow, but even that you know, his real-life job may preclude that. So why don't we ask a question and try to get an answer by Monday?
Okay, perfect, because we need to have a decision quite fast on this, since we have to respect the 90-day deadline to
assuming we have the public comment close at the beginning of November. Now, we don't necessarily have to wait for the staff summary to start looking at it, but when can we expect the staff summary?
I believe, and Alice, correct me if that's wrong, but first, that depends on the number of comments that you receive, but it's usually between 2 weeks and 1 month.
Okay. So clearly...
Alice, do you have any input to that?
Yeah, Jean-Baptiste, I think we could do it within a week, because we'll start compiling the comments as they are submitted.
As they come in. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Jean-Baptiste, can you repeat it?
Okay.
I think the answer was that it could be done within a week of comment close, they'll begin working on it sooner.
Yeah, I'm getting different answers from people. I don't think we're going to get an awful lot of comments. Other people are saying we're going to see hundreds, but not hundreds clearly. But you know, I'm predicting we're not going to see an awful lot of input, but that may be wrong. All right. So really, if we've got 3 weeks until November 21st is blocked out, we really can't presume. We really don't think we should really start until the middle of November, I'm guessing. So my tendency tends to be early December is where my inclination is, and. If we do have people going to the IGF, perhaps just adjacent to that might be not a bad thing. But let's see what people respond first to the to whether we need to block out any of these dates.
Thank you, Ellen. Are there any other questions on that, Susan?
No, I think Alan's right. You know, mid-November would be the earliest we could probably meet.
Okay. Thank you.
The only other thing to consider is whether the EPDP is likely to have another face-to-face this year. And I don't think we're at this point we can really predict that or not.
Perfect. Moving on to the next item, which is the work plan. So we had prepared an updated version following the decisions reached. I understand from what you have said before, maybe you didn't have a chance to review it yet. Would you like to review it now, or you would like to review it later on?
I pulled it up, and there weren't many items that were changed on it, at least not the relevant ones. So why don't we look at it very quickly now, if we can.
Sure. Yeah. I'll just share my screen just 1 second.
Yeah, I'm afraid my whole prep for this meeting was 10 minutes before it.
No worries. Sorry, just 1 second. Can you see it, or it's too small?
No, I can see it. I'm not sure anyone else can.
Okay, so we highlighted in the work plan the different changes that we made with this yellow color. So for the identified briefing data sources needed, so this is still pending the law enforcement survey, so this is still on. We have changed the requirement for independent experts to 100% as completed, looking them for several subgroups. We have updated the completion date, so for all these different milestones on sending draft recommendations to adopting and circulate the subgroup report to review team. And so this we did for all subgroups. And looking at the draft report itself, so here we have updated when the report format was adopted, and then the different timeline for providing input on subgroup draft reports. So this is still ongoing. Cross-checking draft recommendations with scope and bylaws, pre-approved draft recommendations. So this is still on the way, so we left that at 50%. Approved draft findings and recommendations. We have reported that since the draft report will be presented at Agenda 62, and there is a request for an engagement session. So we have that was for the previous second ICANN meeting. So this is complete. So we have reported 100%. I can see on the right side. But to seek committee's input on implementability of draft recommendation, we have reported the authority session at ICANN 63 and the different meetings with SONACs. Those are the dates of the ICANN 63 meeting. Here, the current timeline for the report is to publish it on the 1st of September, which the public comment period would last until the 1st of November. Which would be 1 week after ICANN 63. And after that, as Alice mentioned, so the public comment summary could be made in 1 week. We left here 2 weeks. So that would be then 1 week for the review team to approve this public comment summary. And after that, the review team will have until the 30th of November to assemble the final recommendation and cross-check them with the scope and bylaws. And we have updated the start of this milestone, approve final findings and recommendation based on the different changes that were made before. We have also updated the dates of the third face-to-face meeting and added the one that might happen in November or or December of this year.
Yep, that looks fine. I mean, clearly the dates on the final report items will depend on when we have the face-to-face, because I'm presuming that's where the substantive decisions are going to be made on how we adjust the final report. But given those as placeholders, I think that's fine. I don't see any reason not to distribute this to the work team at this point.
Okay, great. We'll also post that on the weekly then.
Sure.
Thank you for feedback.
Susan, I'm assuming if you disagree, you'll shout out.
Sure, go ahead. Okay. Thank you, Susan. Bring back the slides again. And now moving on to the plenary call agenda for next Monday. So we had listed there the review of the new recommendations, materials, and Brussels edits, discussion on the next face-to-face meeting, and then AOB and confirmation items and decisions reached. Is there anything else you would like to list?
Yes, I think we want a status report on work commitments. Essentially, how many people have met their Friday delivery date or close to it, and how many didn't.
Okay.
If it's 100%, then it'll be a short session.
And Alan, are you expecting the rapporteurs to give that status report, or is that something you're looking for from staff?
I think it's a staff assessment first, and the rapporteurs to address rapporteurs or their replacement to address remediation, if indeed the answer is it wasn't done.
Good. Thanks for that clarification.
Good question. Or we could just have a round table of everyone saying, yes, I did the work. Sorry, my attempt at humor. Let's proceed.
Thank you. And then under AOB, so looking at the different discussions in Brussels, there were so far no routine discussions on the following objectives that was in the terms of reference, which is the review team as considered like in bylaws. Each review team may recommend that the applicable type of review should no longer be conducted or should be amended. Would you like to discuss that now?
Why don't you send out a message identifying that as something we haven't discussed, and anyone have any would like to put any proposals on the table? As far as I know, the only substantive one is to delete the OECD. It should never have been there, and it's obsolete, and reality is overtaking it. So I would delete that one. And there's already a recommendation on safeguarding user data or registrant data, which to a large extent covers that. So I'm not sure there's anything else. We're certainly have to be open to other suggestions, but that's the only obvious one. And I'll contribute that once you send the question out.
Thank you, Alan. So then, unless you have any comments, the next item is to confirm decisions reached and action items. So under decisions reached, we have, you have your hand raised, Susan, please.
Sorry, put it up so late. Question, on the 13th, we have a meeting scheduled. Is that actually where we're discussing things, or for some reason I didn't think we had a meeting that day, and now I have a conflict?
This was scheduled to address edits and comments.
Well, unfortunately, I'll try to read. I don't know, I was looking at the calendar wrong, I guess, so, or I hadn't put it on my calendar yet. So I may not be able to be on that call, but I'll try to reconfigure my commitment that day. The other question,
you can raise any concerns you have or other issues ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. Or after the fact, if someone has raised something on that meeting. Lisa put a question in the chat about strategies for the face-to-face, and I think, I don't know if we need to decide that now, but I do think that's a, that we should spend some time at some point strategizing on how we're going to handle the comments and, you know, exactly, you know, how we want to, when we want to start reviewing them and those kind of things.
The real concern I have, it's Alan, of that meeting is how many days to schedule it for. Given that we're working with a completely blank slate as to how many comments and how substantive they will be. If we schedule it and it's not long enough, we have a real problem. And on the other hand, scheduling 3 days and then only using one of them productively is not something I really want to do either. So I'm not quite sure how to proceed on that one. We have Susan and Lisa.
Old hand, sorry.
And this is Lisa. I'm going to let Susan reply first. To your question about meeting duration, Alan, if I were in your shoes, I probably would schedule 3. Knowing that things sometimes take longer than you anticipate, and this is the last meeting. And if you do have substantive comments, you'll need the extra time to probably take text away and come back with it for that final consensus call. The reason I raised my hand, though, was just to step through to make sure we're all clear about what's going to happen at the next several plenaries. So this Monday, the 6th, we'll primarily focus on the new recommendations that hopefully will come in. So we had a fair number of recommendations that we agreed on at the face-to-face, but we had some that required the rapporteurs to go away and bring us new text to consider. And so that's the main objective, I believe, of this Monday's call. And then, Susan, the main objective of the 13th of August call then would be for anyone to raise any concerns that or edits that they wish to see to all of the sections. So it's getting us ready for that final consensus call. And then the objective at that point, we'll roll the all of the updated material into a final report that you all have by the 17th. But then our objective for the 27th, Monday the 27th call, is to do that final consensus call. So I hope that answers your question, Susan, about what we were doing on the 13th.
Thank you. And somehow I just missed that and committed to something else. So I'll see what I can do. But it also sounds like, I could submit things via email, too.
Susan, of all the people on the group, you're the one I have least concern about missing a meeting.
Well, thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. But I'm concerned about, that somebody, others may want to edit. So I'll try.
Next. Jean-Baptiste, if you're talking, it's not to us.
No. I'm still here. I just wanted to make sure that we could move on to the decisions reached and action items. So under decisions reached, we have the work plan is approved and will be posted on the wiki and shared with the review team as an FYA. And under action items, we have leaders to review the meeting report and advise whether it can be posted on the wiki by the 3rd of August. The support team will reach out to reporters on an individual basis to remind them of Friday's deadline for completing action items and addressing items listed in gap assessment tools. Then a note will be sent to the review team to inquire whether anyone is participating in any of the 3 events that were listed under the next face-to-face meeting. We'll have a status report on work commitments to plenary agenda. Under status report, there will be an overview of current status by staff and then a plan to address missing reports by the rapporteurs. And the support team will send a message to the review team to flag outstanding objective items for any comments.
The only other thing I would change slightly is when you ask about those three meetings, ask if anyone has any other firm commitments that they know, you know, will not allow them to participate.
Sure.
And you can mention we're looking at a three-day meeting.
Perfect. Thank you, Alan. Any other comments or edits?
Nothing else comes
to
mind.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you all.
Then I think we're done.
Go ahead.
Thanks, all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, all.
Have a nice day. Bye.